It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Tuesday. Yeah, it's a Tuesday. And welcome to the Morning Rush. And it is, well, back to school week. You know, I think every day a batch of schools, a number of schools would be opening. So, yesterday traffic wasn't so bad. Hopefully it will be the same for the rest of the week. And we've got a top 10 for you. For today, thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 basag hirit. You know those things that, you know, parang wala lang. Like, you know, like if there's like a pickup line, there's like the opposite. So, for instance, the example that he gave was yung cleavage mo parang pelikula sa sinihan, now showing. Or maybe yung panty mo, same thing.
What's wrong with that?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well,
why?
Oh, sige, isa. Another example was top hit sa Foursquare yung underwear mo. Ang dami nagche-check-in. So, right. Alam mo yung malistahan.
Oh, maybe there's something wrong with that.
Saan pinakamarami nag-hits for Foursquare?
For Foursquare.
And
then yung
panty. In blanks panty. Di ba parang basag hirit yun eh. Or any hirit about your ugali, your amoy, your appearance.
Or whatever. Like,
whatever.
Basta basically basag sayo.
Yeah. Basta pambabasag. That's what we're looking for today. So if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag basag hirit. All right, here we go. Let's get on. Let's just play some more music first. Some Afrojack this time around. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today on the Morning Rush. Another day, another two people slammed by Amanda Bynes. I really do not know what is up with her.
I really think she's just doing this for the publicity.
I really think so, because it's just
it's a little too much. Yeah.
Okay, this time around, this is what's up. This time, the Twitter active former actress has criticized the appearance of her father and RuPaul all in the same tweet. The 27-year-old Amanda Bynes tweeted Sunday, "My dad is as ugly as RuPaul. So thankful I look nothing like you both." The insult seemed to blame her dislike for her own nose on physical traits inherited from her father. As she added, "I had nose surgery after my mugshot, so my nose and eye are gorgeous." RuPaul responded to Amanda's dig, tweeting, "Derogatory slurs are always an outward projection of a person's own poisonous self-loathing." So this is not the first time
that RuPaul has gotten this.
I know, right? This is not the first time the former Nickelodeon star has spoken out regarding plastic surgery on her face. Last month, she tweeted, "The reason I've asked all magazines and blogs to stop using old photos of me is that I don't look like that anymore. I had a nose job to remove skin that was like webbing in between my eyes." Mm-hmm. And in addition to RuPaul and her father, Amanda has called many celebrities ugly on Twitter in recent weeks, including model Chrissy Teigen, Lance Bass, Perez Hilton, and Jenny McCarthy.
I'm starting to think that maybe, like, at the downfall of her career, people were saying that she wasn't pretty enough. Maybe that's why she's lashing out.
Maybe.
Among other things.
Yeah. Among other things.
I think there's a disappointment of, because when she was still Amanda, what's that? Where's Amanda? What's that?
What's her
Nickelodeon show?
All That.
No, that's the movie. The one where she had it with Keenan and Kel.
This is all that.
Guys, she had a show. She had a show.
With the Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show. There.
Wow. I can't believe we couldn't think of that.
Yeah, the Amanda Show.
I wonder what Amanda Bynes' TV show is called.
Well, at the time, she was the one who was supposed to be the talented one.
She was.
As against,
and she really was. She was the one who could act.
But she wasn't ever the prettiest one.
No, not the prettiest.
Yeah. But
she had the most promise.
The most promise. They said she was
the funniest.
She was.
Actually, she's the funniest. She's the one who can sing, who can act.
Yeah. But none of that panned out. I mean, everybody went on to do better things except her.
Yun na nga, feeling ko like as she got older, baka like she was auditioning for a couple of roles and then, you know, people would always say, but you're not pretty enough to you know, pull off like a lead role or whatever.
Para lang kasing it's too...
It's a little much.
It's a little too much. So you're really thinking, genuine pa kaya to? Kasi it's, I don't know, it's...
She just wants attention.
Diba yung parang...
I guess it's just hard for her to deal with the fact that she's not... popular
anymore. It's like, my dad and RuPaul are both ugly. I'm glad I look nothing. Parang,
what did RuPaul ever do to you?
It's not that, eh. Parang, it seems fake na nga, eh.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. So, there you go. That's
but I think it achieved her objective, which is to be talked about.
To be talked about.
And she is being talked about.
Yeah.
In a bad light. Yeah.
Let's see if she can parlay this into gigs.
Something, right?
Yeah. So, that's the first news bit for today. But we've got more, so hang in there. For now, you are still with your Kike Barkada, complete only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for our top 10 for today. Our first one for today. Okay, the top 10, Basag Hide.
All right, but before that, can we just say hello to a couple of people?
Yes, please.
Hello to Boku Life, who is saying good morning to Spiced Snow and Jonna Marie, Jade Alejo, and the rest of the, Figgles at HS. Hello. Let's also say hello to Marky Boy, Sayoti, Jelly Ice, Mr. Rod Chidoro, and Jayo Ice. That's coming from Super Wobby. Hello as well to Yogan, who's just saying hello. Let's also say hello to Ilona Banana, who says hello to the friend. And happy birthday to the friend Jammy Pardo. They're always tuned in. Happy birthday
good
and good morning.
Good morning. All right, so let's do the top 10 Basag Hirit. All right, let's start off with... let's see here. Camilo, alam mo yung mukha mo, parang perfectly cooked adobo. Masebo.
Wait, is perfectly cooked adobo supposed to be masebo?
Hindi naman, no, pero...
It's because it's supposed to...
Pag nag-stay overnight, di ba?
Kasi di ba ang adobo, you simmer?
Yeah.
Simmer like really low fire for a long time.
Right.
The oil of the chicken and the pork tend to come out.
Yeah. Oh. At saka yung nagsebo na, ibig sabihin it's stayed na. Yun
even,
yung masarap.
Yun yung
this
masarap
is even with the Pinoy at the Tagalog adobo. That's the one with the soup, 'di ba?
Yes.
Medyo masos. It's very saucy.
Social.
Very saucy siya. And then saka yung parang of course you don't eat it while it's masebo. I mean you heat it naman
afterwards.
You heat afterwards
it up. Yeah, but it's just
but that's what makes it so yummy.
Yeah, right.
And also let's see here. Alice Dominique says, earthworms have 5 hearts. Octopuses have 3. Kaya pag nagmahal ka ng higit sa isa, hayop ka.
That actually makes sense,
yeah,
though.
Because only, I mean, all humans only have 1 heart. Only animals have multiple hearts.
Wait, so, okay. So when you say an earthworm has 5 hearts... Like, you can stab one and it'll be fine?
I guess.
I think so.
Or it's one of those, alam mo yung, like, dinosaurs had 3 quote-unquote hearts. They're not actually hearts or brains. Pero yung brain niya, because it's so long, di ba? Yung Diplodocus. Meron siyang parang quote-unquote brain parang, sa gitna at saka isa sa may tail.
Parang Wi-Fi router lang.
Yes.
Na parang may... No, kasi diba?
What do you call the ano? Yung sa cell site. Yung may cell site tapos may something.
Cell tower.
May booster.
Yung parang booster.
yung it's not a real brain, but it sort of helps it along. Kasi nga hindi na kaya masyadong mahaba yung
body. But then, I was just following Uber Facts, and over the weekend, they were talking about how some animals have two sets of genitalia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two of the male, two of the female, stuff like that.
On one?
Yeah.
So, technically.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
And some animals, their gender depends on the temperature.
Hmm. So wait, if an animal has, the male genitalia and the female genitalia all at the same time, do they reproduce with themselves?
No.
Dapat hindi.
No, because they still need the seed of another. Because otherwise...
You'd be weird. So you'd have the same DNA.
They feel the best of both worlds.
If there is feeling.
At saka yung swordtail, they change. They're all born like parang female. Basta parang ganun. And then like some of them
Becky
depending
lang ang
no, Becky lang ang depending on the temperature of the water.
Yeah, depending on
they
the temperature
become male.
Of the yeah. Mm-hmm. Even crocodiles, I think.
Yeah.
Or turtles. They bury their eggs in the sand.
Yeah.
After they lay them. And depending on the temperature of the sand at the time that they lay them. That's what the gender will
what
be.
What if ganun lang pala, no? Na parang, diba, everybody's like all like, is it a behavioral thing? Is it a DNA thing?
Yeah.
Which you one, know, the being gay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What
that's
if it's just
debate.
Because of temperature lang pala?
Uminit, tas lahat naging
bake. Nag-iinit kasi.
Oo.
Or masyado, wag you know.
Diba? What if it's just that? And we
what
just
if?
Missed out on it.
Oh, the what ifs.
Nah.
And also, let's see here. Ilona Banana says, alam mo, you remind me of delicious chocolates. Kasi parang you're built like flat tops.
Ow! That was my nickname in high school.
Flat tops!
Kasi Malo's yung friend ko. She developed boobs.
Yeah.
And then you
then
were flat
me,
tops?
I was still flat tops.
Buti hindi curly tops.
Actually, you're right. I think I'm curly tops. And then our other friend who had just a little bit more
was
flat
tops.
Tops.
Man, I can't believe they actually named you for that.
Yeah. Tapos, well, we were joking around. Munchies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are munchies?
Wait, my brother said parthenogenesis, I think is what it's called. When the gender...
When they change?
When they change gender.
Yeah, the gender changes.
And,
Or ang pagdadalaga.
Ako
parthenogenesis.
Or pagbibinata.
Tapos sabi mo, ma, pa, partho... Ano?
Parthenogenic
ako.
Masyadong mainit.
Kaya itutuloy.
Mudra, masyadong mainit. Pero ano siya, like talagang todo macho athlete. Tapos bilang one day, biglang mudra.
Mainit.
Tapos yung daddy niya bumili na maraming aircon.
Wag. Tapos bilang nung ano,
binubuhusan ng yelo.
Tapos bilang nung binuksan lahat ng aircon. Salamat, dad.
Okay ka, tol.
Salamat, dad.
Eh, paano yan? Mainit ang Pilipinas. Kaya maraming Becky.
Paglabas ng bahay, wala na.
Salamat, Dad. Buti naman malamig dito sa kwarto.
Tapos
paglabas,
mainit! Ganun. Ang
init! Nakakainis. Tonya Marcopia says, the boy goes to the girl, babe, anong zodiac sign mo? Ako kasi, Cancer.
Hmm.
Sabi naman ng girl, ha? Ako, goiter? Tsaka talagang, goiter? Ako, goiter? So, medyo.
Fail.
Hindi.
Fail.
Pero, depends eh. Kung maganda naman, pwede na.
Pwede na. You won't speak.
Camilo goes, alam mo, you remind me of the sands of Boracay. Tapos sabi ng girl, why? Because I'm so white? Sabi
and
niya,
fine?
Hindi. Ang sarap mong apakan. Just like the white sand. Diba? And,
but it's true. Kasi that's why the Boracay sand does not get hot at the hottest part of day.
Yeah.
Because it's so fine,
it doesn't absorb the heat.
It's so small.
It can't contain any heat, so wala siyang masyadong...
So that's like ano pala, no? That's a pickup line for like, let's just say you meet a hot girl who doesn't even sweat while she's in Boracay.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos
you're
so fine.
You're like Boracay fine.
You don't absorb the heat. Eh.
Yeah. And also...
Tapos nakita na sobra nagpapawis. Alam na.
Anto says, yung nakita mo yung ex mo, tapos sabi niya, yeah, actually,
I broke up na rin dun sa with a guy na yung pinalit niya sa iyo.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, "Ah, bakit? Naubos na rin savings niya."
Oh.
Oh!
Ang gaganda ng mga basag hirit. And then the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 basag hirit comes from Custer Winston.
He says,
so nag-split si guy at si boy at si girl. Split up na sila. Tapos nakita ulit sila. So sabi ng girl, "Oh, kamusta na? Kayo pa rin ba ng girlfriend mong pangit?" And then the boy goes, "Huh? Diba break na tayo?"
Oh! No! It's a counter hirit.
Snap!
Ayan, hihirit ka.
Diba? Oh, ano, sige, laban
well,
ka.
You deserve it.
Laban
you
ka,
deserve
laban
it.
Ka. But that's exactly what we're looking for. We want the really juicy, like, basag hirit. So, if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Basag Hirit.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Alright, but before that, where is it? Can we just say hello to a couple of people
yes,
who are
please.
Tuned in? Hello to the wife of Ridiculous Rod, Crystal Pascual, Kiel, and Rai Rai. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Mrs. Bond, saying hello to the best friend's brother, silent rusher, Raylan Rosendo, who just passed the recent CPA board exam.
Hey, congratulations.
LS Dominique, saying hello to Michael. A happy birthday to Michael Leiko.
Okay.
Michael Leiko, happy yes. birthday to you.
Weeding is a skill.
Oh, shut up. Let's also say hello to Eric John 99, who says hello to Betshai. A very good morning. Have a great day at work as well. Hello to OMGN, who says, "Yay, good morning. 8 days left." For what?
Huh?
Eight days left?
June
10? No, because some
classes?
Of them... Yeah.
All right.
About 13 is some for some. It's
yeah,
18,
after the,
then 10.
After Independence Day. Chenong saying hello and happy birthday to the good friend Lemuel Aceron. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
And Butterbaby just congratulating us for the Yahoo OMG nominations.
Yay!
Pero para nagkabaliktad yata yung category niyong dalawa eh. Dapat best female DJ si Chico.
Hindi, sabi nga nila, kulang dapat nominated rin for best love team either Chico and Delamar or Chico and Gino.
How funny would that be, no? If there was actually like
best love team tayo.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Pero so I've been eased out. Is that it?
Hindi, andun ka rin. Andun ka rin sa categories.
As in both. Yun, oh, ang,
yun ang, yun ang
neck,
mahirap.
Neck to neck. Neck and neck.
Neck to neck.
To neck.
Neck, neck.
Neck, neck.
Neck, neck. Neck, neck
mo. Sama mo na ang...
Diba?
I know.
And also
so OMGN's just saying, oh, kailan yung OMG epic wrap-off nyo?
Ay, pag medyo malapit na.
Tapos eventually we'll use Cooper again.
O nga, no?
Huwag na hihingi natin ng ano.
May talent.
Wala pang TF yan. Kaya pwede pa nating ano.
Exploit. For child labor.
And also okay, we've got the top 10 courtesy of I Am Alex E, the top 10 basag hirit. Let's start off with Camilo. Yung chan mo, parang Twitter minsan, overcapacity.
Oh. But it's, to be fair to Twitter, it hasn't been
It hasn't been doing that at all, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it's been good.
I think they finally realized like how powerful Twitter can be, so I guess they added more servers.
Because I remember in the Social Network,
yeah.
When Facebook was growing, that's one of the things that they considered.
Maka-crash.
Yeah, that they needed to make more, what do you call that? What do you need for more space or more servers?
Yeah.
To accommodate
everybody who wants to log in.
Yeah.
Hey, saying hello to Doc Carlo also.
Hey,
see you later.
Hi, Doc Carlo.
He's saying hello to Pat, Jing, and Jello.
Mm.
And everybody over at Bello. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, and Camilo says, "Ang laki ng chan mo ha. Buntis ka. Ano ang anak mo sa loob? College?"
Whoa!
Ganun kalaki yung tiyan.
Hey, BP.
Ikaw malaki yung tiyan. Hindi, pero hindi siya buntis. Kasi ah. For buntis, that's okay eh.
Okay.
Diba? And also, Mash Plutonium says, "You look nice from afar, and now that you're near, far pala from nice." Nice from afar, tsaka far from nice. Magkaiba yun, magkaiba. Mash Plutonium says, "Kung gulay ka, isa kang bawang kasi mahilig kang sumahog sa usapan." Yung hindi ka naman talaga kasali, pero...
Why? Naki. Why bawang?
Yun ang sinasahog mo.
Wait, what's sahog in the first place? Because sahog in Cebuano is flour.
Ah, no, 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 no.
Parang like, sahog. So,
fino-flour mo?
No, sahog is like an ingredient.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how in Halo-Halo, ano yung mga sahog?
Like, sago, kaong.
Yeah.
Nata de coco.
And let's face it, with sisig. With
ingredients.
Ano, garlic, parang it's always everywhere. A sahog.
Oh, right.
Parang
it's a staple.
You hardly find...
But I take that as a compliment because...
Me too.
Garlic is so good.
Or maybe like, ano, not the good kind of sahog. Yung sahog na yung parang lagi kang nakiki-epal, lagi kang sumasama.
Parang raisins. So I hate raisins.
Uh-oh.
On bread. Yung mga ganon.
Uh-oh.
Or
but
on...
more of like for conversation eh. Yung parang... yung, di ba, ang bawang kahit saan nandun. Ito na, ikaw, yung parang kahit anong usapan, nakikiano ka.
Ah, nakikisaw-saw.
Para EBS ka.
Yeah, you're a busybody.
Yeah.
Dakilang epal.
Jelly Shosa says, para kang walking version ng Facebook. Ang daming nagpo-poke. And they're free to do so.
Kasi kilala ka nila. So parang nila, hello.
Custer Winston says, para kang star between sa gabi lang maganda.
Oh my God!
When you
horrible.
Think about it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or moon. Pwede rin. Diba? Star or moon.
But I actually really like the way the moon looks like when you can see it on in daylight.
In the day.
Yeah.
Ang ganda.
Me
parang it's so
dramatic.
Haunting.
White?
Yeah.
Minsan, so ano, tanga...
No wonder you like it.
Sa Boracay, ano, like, tanghaling tapat.
You see it.
You see it.
Yeah.
Actually, just even here.
I
in my
rin,
house.
Mm.
Why is it like that?
Because it's near.
I guess.
Yeah.
Kasi usually you don't see it eh. So it's kind of freaky. Parang wow. Like 3 p.m. or 12 noon.
Andun, right.
You see it.
You know, it's weird because yesterday, you know how when you have like, when you have a fever, you have like weird dreams.
Yeah.
I had a dream right before waking up na parang I was a meteor and I was hurtling into earth.
Mm-hmm.
But I had eyes as a meteor and I was just like looking all over and I could look around and like it's... It was weird because I had eyes and I couldn't like...
Maybe
just,
you were high.
I couldn't focus on one thing and I just kept erratically looking around and it was so weird. Parang
you take a lot of cough syrup?
I didn't actually. I just went to sleep. And
okay.
You know how like... I don't know. Don't you get weird dreams?
Yeah, yeah. I do. I get those weird dreams.
Because I distinctly remember one of the weirder dreams that I had was I would be standing on the edge of a circle. And then it would be spinning around, but at the same time, it would be going up and down.
Wait a minute. Were there plants in your dreams?
I don't think so. Why?
Flowers, grass, plants.
No.
Bushes.
Why?
Was there a garden in your dream?
I don't think so. Why? Why?
I have a feeling it has something to do with meteor garden.
Oh my gosh, really?
That would have worked had we been in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I know, right? Oh baby. Because you've always loved watching that.
I did.
So if you were a meteor, I was thinking maybe you're thinking you're Daoming.
I think I'd be more of a
Wachile.
The girl.
Or a sunshine.
No, I think the meteor means like you're a force to be reckoned with and you will bring destruction.
Wow.
Crash into something.
That's great.
No, honestly.
Ang dami mo nang winasak na tahanan.
Wow. Tapos wala akong ma-focus.
But wow. Through it all, you were observant about the things that were happening.
But it wasn't an observant kind of feeling. Eh? More of like, I didn't want to look at everything else, but I kept looking. Like, I was just...
Ay, nako, iba ibig sabihin yan.
I wanted to focus on just
one
thing.
Okay, I will change my interpretation.
Okay.
You know how a meteor would... There's something that it will hit for sure.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's the focus.
Yeah.
Like, for you, it would have been Earth.
Yeah.
But there's so many distractions all around, and you don't want to look But you kept looking.
Aha!
But here's the thing. It's not like I was looking at other planets or other like heavenly bodies. It was just like blank space. It's just I couldn't.
Because
I couldn't control my eyes. Parang ganon.
Exactly. Because you think
it doesn't have to be exact, naman. Eh.
It doesn't have to mean anything. Just the possibility of things being there, but you couldn't find anything. But you were on the lookout for something.
That's horrible.
Oh my gosh. Tapos it's very planetary. Alam mo, meteor garden talaga to. Ando pa si Sanchai. Diba? Like, you are my Sanchai.
You are my Sanchai.
You make me
ako, happy. Ako, sige, din ako. Sunshine through my window.
Tonyo Marcopio says, wow! Ang hot mo talaga. Tostado nga lang.
A little too dark.
Medyo nognogs.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung mukha mo, parang lagay ng panahon. Masama.
Ouch.
Pero this only works kung medyo makulimlim yung...
Yeah.
Right.
Camilo says, tandaan, ang hininga, hindi Facebook status. Kaya pwede, wag mong i-share. And the top, Basag Hirit, comes from Sebastian.
Sebastian says,
wow! I'm impressed! Yung legs mo, mas mabilis pa magbukas kesa sa Google.
Oh my God!
Diba, if you wanna test, Google is the fastest.
Google is the
open.
Fastest, yeah.
It's so fast, eh?
That's really sort of what differentiates it from like... You remember how before they had like mga Alta Vista?
Yeah.
And Ask Jeeves. Mm. So.
That's the reason why they didn't survive the way that Google did.
So there you go. The top 10 basag hirit. The more basag you leave your victims, the better. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag basag hirit.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, guys. This is Del in for the news. Let's do it. A spokesman for Michael Douglas denied Monday that the Hollywood veteran actor had blamed his throat cancer. I don't know what to say.
What?
Chico, you...
What?
You sly dog.
What?
You sly dog. What?
Look, I'm just going to read it, okay?
Yeah, it's the news.
I'm a newscaster, and I'm just going to read. Okay. This is...
The way he said it.
The way it's been written.
Yes.
He denied on Monday that the Hollywood veteran actor blamed his throat cancer on oral sex. The spokesman said the 68-year-old Fatal Attraction star had discussed the link between oral cancers and that, among other risk factors, but was not referring to his own specific case. Quote, Michael did not say, Chico, I hate you, you louse. He put all these, he didn't warn me.
What?
Okay.
Stop sniggering. Just so I can paint you guys a photo of what's going on in the booth. Chico's head was on the table.
Look, I'm just going to read it, okay? All right. Michael did not say cunnilingus was the cause of his cancer. In a newspaper interview, Douglas, who stars in the just-released biopic of flamboyant entertainer Liberace, Behind the Candelabra, said his cancer was caused by human papillomavirus, or HPV.
HPV.
Without wanting to get too specific, this particular cancer is caused by HPV, which actually comes about from the act of oral sex. Research studies from Malmo University Faculty of Odontology and in the New England Journal of Medicine both suggest a correlation between oral sex and throat cancer.
Is this the same cancer that he was battling a couple of years back?
Yes.
So what's the moral in all of this? What's the moral story?
Get a vaccine.
Yeah. Pero kasi it's not really marketed for guys.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Yes.
Remember when we talked with some doctors and they were like, it's still like... Actually, they sometimes even discourage it for guys.
Okay.
So
for those who don't
weird.
Know, The human papillomavirus is really, it's like warts.
Yeah.
But lives inside the cervix. Mm-hmm. And this is what causes cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. And it is, I think, the only cancer that's preventable by vaccine. Mm-hmm. The only one. And that's why you see drives that say, you know, get the vaccine already. Because if this is one cancer off the list of the many cancers you can have, better.
That's already something less to worry about, yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of women actually die from this.
Yeah.
Because there are no symptoms until you see it's at the latter stages. Mm-hmm. So I hope the doctors are listening to us. But if it can reside in your... It can reside in your cervix. It can reside on your skin, on your face. We have warts on our faces. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because of sexual acts, it would travel to your throat.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yet another thing to worry about when it comes to the act. And, you know, there's a misconception about HPV being something like it's a promiscuous... Disease. But you only need one time.
Yeah.
You
could be the most virtuous of people.
Do you remember Boys on the Side? That movie with Whoopi Goldberg?
Mga lalaking nasa kanto.
Yeah, yeah.
mga tambay sa kanto. Yung mga imuinom sa may tari-sari
store. With Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
So she's this prude.
Yeah.
And in the movie, she had contracted HIV because of a one-night stand. A one-night stand. And then one night, she went home with a bartender and she had AIDS.
Yeah.
So it's a misconception that HPV is a promiscuous.
Yeah.
And then there are those who are like super promiscuous and they
never
don't have
get
it.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know.
Exhibit A.
It's the raffle.
Exhibit A.
It's the raffle. Para siyang raffle eh. I don't know what you call
it's
it.
It's a lottery.
Russian roulette. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Russian roulette.
Wow.
So the spokesman said that Michael Douglas...
He discussed the connection, but he's not saying that it's because of that.
Because there are questions.
Reason.
If the conclusion is he had said he got it from oral activities, that would mean something about the partner he's been with.
And not right necessarily now, Catherine.
But right now, she's the partner.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, the connections will be made and it's going to...
Wow.
And...
That's why I always love the North.
Like Ilocos, diba?
The Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh.
I've always preferred Winterfell over the Seven Kingdoms. Because I hate going down south.
Akala ko naman like, mas gusto ko yung lawag diba? Kesa sa vegan.
Because in the North, you know, they're always prepared for winter.
Okay.
Like they said, winter is coming.
But you don't just get it from that.
No.
Yeah.
It could but be south of, to south.
It can be south to south. Yeah.
It could be south to south and you'd still get it.
Yeah.
Coded messages. Coded news break. This is what
at
it
saka
is.
Ano ha? Pwedeng
from
ano yun.
From parang
ha?
Alabang to sukat.
Ang source lagi south.
Ang source parating south.
South, oo. So, pwede siyang merong middleman.
What are you talking
about? Si Palmer. Kunyari si Palmer, he went south. Hindi, totoo. Si Palmer, if kunyari Palmer went south.
Palmer
gets si Palmer pumuntang north.
Ayun.
Yung north, pwedeng magkaroon ng south.
At ano, para kumbaga nakuha yung essence of the south.
Because warts really are very resilient.
Yes.
It resides on our skin. And you may not see it on your face, but you have a lot of it.
Yeah.
And they do say that even girls who get their warts taken out of their faces, the clinics will always say, bring your husband because you share pillows.
Yeah.
You share towels. You share, you know, so.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the news. And then some.
Let's stay in the north.
Stay in the north. I don't know.
It's more fun up north.
No, but we're saying it's south to south happens all the time.
Yeah.
This is that why the reason our population is the way it is.
Not
so.
Naman all the time. With sadness. Well, not naman all the time.
I don't know.
Dati sukat to alabang used to be so frequent. Ngayon parati lang Ortigas.
With no relief in sight.
Really? Wait, you chose Ortigas?
Pwede rin naman Santolan.
Santolan.
Ay, nako. Or Las Piñas.
mouth. Yan eh. That's the news.
Ay, nako.
You're on the Morning Rush. You got CDNG on this Tuesday with you on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Alex E for sending this in.
Can I just say hello to my brother? To Sam, who was saying, explaining to us, parthenogenesis is asexual reproduction.
Also, there is a reproducing
that has on. That has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah.
And, so, parang asexual.
Yeah, it's asexual reproduction. Even fish.
Dinosaurs. Didn't they? Some dinosaurs, I think, they just randomly laid eggs.
I just buy them on iTunes.
Wow.
What?
The dinosaurs. He just buys it on iTunes.
I call the other one. Nothing.
What? You were talking about dinosaurs?
No, but like fish do that. They lay eggs and then some fish.
Parang iano nila, parang they rub up against the other fish.
Well, some don't. They just lay them and then
they squirt it on the eggs.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They just pass by.
It's already nasa pebbles.
It's so sad, no? If you think about it, it's like.
I think it's the cleaner way to have.
Yeah, but you get the responsibility of having kids without the fun of making them.
Well, malay mo, it's fun for them.
Maybe it's fun for them. We just don't know because we're mammals.
I guess that's true.
But hello and happy birthday to Tony Ramos. Happy, happy birthday.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a fish smile?
No.
Maybe it's not that much fun.
But they don't express happiness that way.
How would you know?
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I don't think they can feel happiness or sadness because remember their memories are only 3 seconds.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
So how?
It's like, yay!
Yeah,
yay!
How they you won't have enough to remember to be sad or happy.
Yeah.
About.
Isn't it for goldfish lang yung 3 seconds?
Well, goldfish, yeah, 3 seconds. It's gonna make konting variation, but it can't be too much.
Right.
It's probably more or less the same.
Right. Hey, what's up to Linus Reyes? He's tuned in. What's up, man?
And, all right, so here we go. Let's start off with Forene Boy, the top 10 basag hirit. Ang kagandahan mo, parang si Elisa. Nasaan? Kasi that's a teleserye. Nasaan si Elisa?
Oh, okay.
So ang kagandahan mo, parang
who's
si Elisa.
Who's starring?
Nasaan? Si Melissa?
Joan
Melissa
Hart?
Melissa Ricketts?
No. Ricks.
Ricks, Ricks.
Yeah, Melissa Ricks. Ricks.
Kapatid ni Ronnie.
Ronnie
Ricks.
Asa kanina Navarrete.
Ricks.
Ricks Navarrete. And also, let's see here. From Mateo. Siguro tinamad si Lord nung finoform niya yung putik mo.
Yung what?
Diba the whole, na parang the...
You're made out of...
Clay.
Yeah. Wala siyang gana nung ikaw yung finoform
niya. So medyo abstract yung...
Sebastian says... Diba? It's so hard to be pretty. Ay, sorry, you wouldn't know.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
Asa kaya ako pa, diba? Ay, sorry.
You wouldn't know nga pala. Saman ugali.
Oh my goodness.
Tonya Marcopio says, para kang NFA rice, pinipilahan sa presyong abot ng bayan. And Midnight Crease says,
why do you get NFA rice? It's not available in supermarkets, no?
No, because I think that's the subsidized government rice.
I think they have parang kiosks.
Well, before, do you guys remember Kadiwa?
Nope.
Oh, Kadiwa used to be like, if I'm not mistaken, where the government would distribute
goods.
NFA rice.
Yeah.
It's subsidized by the government.
Yeah.
Hey, Raymond, our resident paleontologist, was saying, we have no evidence that non-avian dinosaurs reproduced parthenogenetically.
Parthenogenetically.
Okay.
And Midnight Crease says, Girl 1 says, I like your nose. It's so pointed. Girl 2 goes, well, unlike your nose, it's disappointed.
Ang sama.
Ang sama. Ilad Villanueva says, nung nagpasabog ng kapangitan sa mundo, sorry, wala ako.
Sabi ni Girl 2, oo, kasi ikaw ang nag-donate.
Sa'yo nang galing lahat. Oh my
God. Sa'yo galing lahat.
Sa'yo galing oh. lahat. Ikaw ang nag-donate.
You know, these sama. The heat hits are like, you're like slamming onto a wall.
Yeah.
No?
Oo.
At hurtling speed.
And you really should...
Feeling mo nakaisa ka na, tapos hindi pa pala.
You really should try to remember all of this just in case.
Just in case. Sulat
like, should it ever come down to a point where somebody is bashing you, then okay. you might get to use these things.
Camilo says, yung hininga mo, parang algebra. Ang sakit sa ulo. And Mashed Plutonium says, hoy, bakit mo pinagkakalat na pangit ako? Sabi nung kaibigan niya, excuse me, mukha mo ang nagkakalat nun.
I have nothing to do with it.
My words have no weight. Your face is doing all the job.
Mukha mo ang nagkakalat nun.
Oh, goodness me.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Basag Hirit, or the T10.
Oh my gosh, yesterday,
the
this T10. Guy.
The top 10. Yeah.
Gina, this guy yesterday,
I
too
saw
brave.
The tweets.
Sabi ko, oh my gosh, wala si Gino, tapos ikaw mawawala ka rin.
Ay, pero marami nagtitweet sa akin na ikaw daw, sumestep up ka.
Oo.
That you were being...
Green?
I never said green.
Me?
Just
who's little me?
Your usual self, I would say.
Jesus.
And, your real nature.
So ito yan, yun ang T10 natin ngayon. The T10, Basag Hirit. Siyempre, kailangan iba-iba natin.
Diba? Para mixed up naman. Top 10.
That's not what you said yesterday.
Yeah, T10. Double T. Pwede rin.
No, you didn't say it that way yesterday.
So, the T10, Basag Hirit, comes from...
Grabe.
Leify.
Leify says...
Alam mo, para kang birthday candle. Habang namamatay ka, nagpapalakpakan kami. Diba?
You know,
diba, that's how a birthday candle works.
I can sort of imagine Sherry Hill saying that.
Diba?
Diba? Yung mga
or any telenovela. More Contrabida. Powers even.
I know.
Para kang birthday candle.
Habang namamatay ka,
nagpapalakpakan kami.
Yon!
Hey, speaking
I wouldn't be surprised if they actually get to use that in a Telus area.
In a Telus area. Yeah. Hey,
that would be perfect.
Before we forget, guys, the OMG Yahoo Awards are out again.
Oh, yeah!
So, you know, we'll be tweeting about it.
I know!
But,
well, we'd appreciate it.
We'd appreciate it if you vote for us, if you feel like it.
Yeah. Please do.
The Morning Rush.
And we're in three categories.
We're in three categories.
Yeah. Your best female?
Male.
Best female?
Actually, yun yung sa mana loob niya.
Gusto ko nga mag-protest.
So Chico's in Best Male DJ, Del's in Best Female DJ, and of course The Morning Rush is on Best Radio Show.
Right. Yeah,
all right. So please vote for us.
Saka, can you imagine it? Ano, parang girl power talaga. Kunyari, manalo,
what would we do
kunyari,
if we...
Kunyari manalo si Del sa Best Female. Mm. Tapos ako manalo sa male.
Pero sasabunutan niya ako.
It's mine!
It's mine!
I am the rightful winner!
Dapat ikaw sa male!
Dapat kayong dalawa sa female.
All right. And RX is best station.
Yes, of
right,
course.
Right, right. Yeah.
So if you want to join us for the top 10 Basag Hirit, make them good. Ain't talagang juicy. Like the ones
like
we,
the
just
one
read.
We just read.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Basag Hirit.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. Do you have some like stuff like greets or something?
Let's say hello to Oscar De La Hopia, who says hello to Arkin Gonzalez, now a silent Canadian rusher. Hello.
Wow, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Let's also just say hello to the mom of Ivan Borlongan, Sandra, and siblings Pia Francesca. Good morning.
Good morning.
They're listening all the way from Bulacan. Dan Tuishi Rusi just saying hello to Archive, Tunabelli, Mr. Vader, Paul Ignatius, O De La Ho, Jody 77, Specialist Joe, Jedi Master 76, 0706, and Paul Jeffrey. Good morning.
And somebody was asking... K, 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 this my name?
Okay.
Is asking, how can I vote for the OMG Awards? Just go to, if you have a working Yahoo email,
yeah,
you can vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
one, parang one vote per account.
Per account.
Per day.
Not per,
per, per day.
Per day. Yeah.
Mm. Per account, per day.
So, kunyari, you have like 3 emails. You can vote 3 times a day.
Right.
You should vote 3 times a day.
Diba? So, you just go to the, no, just go to OMG Yahoo.
It's,
it's in the banner, right?
ph.omg.yahoo.com.
There you go.
/omg-awards.
It's that time of the year again.
I know. Fun, fun, fun.
Oh my God. Imagine if we go there again this year. And then we'll meet another celeb.
Ay!
Ay!
Remember? First anniversary na.
First anniversary na
yun. The snub.
The
Oh my gosh! You mean the girl who didn't want to have her picture taken with us?
Na yun. OMG.
yung the only like...
ever
bad OMG moment that we had.
Because everybody was so nice. Yeah,
everybody
year.
Was so game.
Do you remember meeting Cian?
Yeah.
So, and the of course, everybody else.
Shamsi.
Yeah.
It was our first time to meet Shamsi.
Kim Chu. I had the photo with Kim Chu.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
I know, right?
She's so pretty.
Except
and
for...
that one.
Except for one person.
Except for one person.
Okay. We've got... talaga
eh. Ito na naman tayo.
Hindi nakakalimot.
Hindi talaga.
Andun ba siya?
I don't know.
I'm gonna check out check like, the voting list and
check natin.
I'm gonna check if that person is there.
The top 10, basag hirit. Let's start off with Jyoti. Uy, nagvo-volunteer na si Roach na maging training coach mo. Kasi mas malakas pa raw kay Pacquiao, sumuntok yung amoy mo.
Over the weekend, I was reading on Twitter that Marquez is saying no to a rematch. He's turning down $13 million.
Whoa!
Wow!
And
whoa.
Because he said, you know, the feeling of having beaten Pacquiao
is better than
any several millions that he would gain in a rematch.
Yeah.
And he said that he wanted to give that to his people, the Mexicans.
Yeah.
That's had won.
That's really nice of him, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nice because for us, we're Filipinos.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're the ones who are on the
losing
end. But
imagine, let's say, Manny saying the same thing.
Yeah.
We would like it.
Yeah.
And he said, parang, he wouldn't want to make any doubts again. Like, if there was a rematch and then it was more of not a knockout, but more of a decision.
Of a decision, yeah.
Then it's going to, like, ugh.
Yeah, plus, for him to turn down that money just for pride.
Yes. He did say that. Several
you gotta
million
hand it
about
to the guy.
It.
Yeah.
Go Van Gogh says, so sasabihin ng ni Guy 1, tatalo na ako ng bangin. Tapos bilang si Guy 2 lalapit sa kanya, oh, etong Nike, just do it.
Oh my gosh!
Samano
ugali. Oh, samano ugali. Okay, and Butter Baby says, alam mo, you remind me of my favorite pillow. Ay, talaga? Bakit? Kasi gusto mo akong akapin? Hindi, pareho kayong amoy laway. Camilo says, yung ganda mo, parang classical music. Ilan-ilan lang ang nakaka-appreciate.
But I wouldn't take that as a bad thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, it is classical.
Because even if ilan-ilan lang yung nakaka-appreciate, sobra naman yung appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation. Once you do.
Because I'm not a big classical music fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, classical music, yeah. But the few that I love... It's
what about country music?
No, it's all over the house, but I just don't...
Folk rock.
No, but the few that I get to listen to, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Like it takes you to a different level, that kind of music.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Because if you like rock music, you're a rocker. If you like hip-hop music, you're a hip-hopper. What if you like folk music?
You're, you're a folkist.
A folkist.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a folkian. Folkian!
That's worse than what I had in mind.
Folkanese. Folkshin.
Ano pa ba? A folk. Because you're
folk.
Folk. Sorry, guys. I'm a folk. Hey, the folk is here.
Because you're part of a group of people.
You're folk.
So you are folk.
Who are into folk music. Music.
So you're a folk.
Folk.
Finally, you admitted it.
Isa kang
folk. Kasi
you're like a disco folk.
And all I was thinking of was a folk.
Yes, we know what you're saying.
Diba? You're a folk. Blue Gray says, siguro ang sarap mo. Bakit? Sexy ako? Hindi, amoy ulam ka.
Hoy, nangyayari yan.
Diba yung amoy ulam ka talaga?
No, you know, have you ever like...
When you eat in a place?
Yeah, a fast food court na may sizzling. After you come out of the food court, we smell like sisig.
And there's a certain... Remember yung ano? Yung nauso na...
The sizzling something.
Paglabas mo talaga, amoy ka ng kung anong kinain mo.
Even the ano, the shabu-shabu.
Oh yeah.
Amoy
yeah.
shabu ka.
No.
Ang delikado yata yun. I'm addicted to you.
Mga inihaw.
Oo.
Yeah.
For any boy says, yung ipin mo, parang kanta ng Coldplay. Yellow.
Or parang whenever, pwede rin ano. Kasi diba yellow. Yeah. Pwede rin ano, parang whenever I see you, I think of Coldplay.
Oo.
Because I want to fix you.
Ah.
Pwede
rin.
Oh, ay, naghahanap ng Coldplay song.
Madison Camille says, yung pag merong nag-tweet sa'yo, hi, follow back please. Ang sagot mo, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you blocked and deleted. You may now kiss my ass.
Oh.
Ako si Poklong says, good morning, babe. And when I say babe, I mean like in the city.
Oh. I love that movie though.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, it was really so funny. I have a friend who is a teacher.
Yeah.
And so he was teaching his kids and blah, 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 blah. And then he makes a reference to babe.
Yeah.
He goes, that'll do, pig.
That'll do.
And then one of the students goes, why are you calling me pig? They didn't know what it was. Because, diba, I mean, it's a relatively old movie.
Yeah.
It is old, actually.
Diba?
So, kung like, kunyari preschool or something.
Because the kids were in grade school. So, they were like, why are you calling me pig?
I super like the mice.
Yeah. The three blind mice.
The three blind mice.
Yeah, who kept... They had their little, ano, diba, pag after a scene, then there's a spotlight on the three of them.
Yeah.
And then they say something.
They say something. Sa bagay, no? Ginawa na pala yun. Because they did it again in, like, Shrek.
Shrek.
Yeah.
The three blind mice.
Three blind mice na naman. And second to the last. Midnight Priest says, ang ganda mo, parang thesis. Kailangan i-defend. And the top, basag hirit comes from Mateo.
Mateo says,
Oh, huwag kang lalapit dyan sa bote ng Joy. Baka mawala ka. Kasi diba tanggal sebo.
Talaga, oh, may concern eh. Oh. Huwag kang lalapit.
Saka dapat yung may alarm.
Oo, okay. Yeah. Huwag kang lalapit. Alam mo naman yan, isang patak, tanggal sebo.
I don't know if I should be touched by the concern. Or irritated by the insult.
Hello to Joy.
Hello to Joy
who's saying, isang taon na akong naiintriga sa snob na artista na yan. Sino ba yan?
Ay, nako.
Pangalanan na.
Ewan ko lang.
Hey, what's up to Andre Calixto? He's also here.
Hey,
what's up, Daddy?
Morning.
Hey, you have to check kung nandun po kung...
She's not there.
Hindi siya nominated.
Jay Ryan checked. he tweets and then says, hindi siya nominated this year.
Ah, okay. Sige.
Let's face it, masaya tayo.
What's up to Mike Luwakian, also tuned in. What's up, Mike?
All right, here we go. The top 10 basag hirit. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag basag hirit.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Let's thank I Am Alex E for suggesting this. The top 10 basag hirit. Let's start off with Custer Winston. Alam mo, para kang alak eh. So sabi ng girl, why? Because I'm intoxicating. Sabi ng guy, hindi. Too much of you, nakakasuka. Just like alcohol.
Right.
Yeah. Just like alcohol.
Too much
pag
of alcohol.
Nasobrahan. Mad Mutt Mark says, alam mo, para kang tahong. Konting init lang bubukan.
Ganun ba ang tahong?
Yeah. Hindi ba? Like, or any shell.
Any shell.
Any bivalve. Diba?
I kind of feel sorry for them because they're alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you cook them, they're still alive.
Lalo na shrimp. When you pour boiling water on them, they scream, or it sounds like they're screaming. Okay. But they said it's the ano lang daw, the shell. I mean the, what do you call that? The exoskeleton.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of like contract or something, or rub against each other. But it sounds like they're screaming.
Kasi diba like with fish, when you take them out of water, they die.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, not that it's any better.
Pero diba, there was a Nat Geo special on food that is prepared while it's alive.
Yeah.
And they say it's the best tasting ones.
Yeah. Mm. Yung buhay pa yung ulo nung fish. Tapos luto na yung body.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As in, it's breathing on your plate.
In Nat Geo, they made a special on
pero
it.
Pero luto na yung body, ha? As in,
how do they do that?
Fast fry.
That was supposed to be like the way that culinary whatever was going.
Uh-oh.
Preparing food that is still alive.
Yeah.
Or half alive because it's still fresh. It's that fresh.
You know what's even grosser? I saw this all on YouTube. Talagang disgusting. They took a snake.
Okay.
Boiled it really, really, really fast. Skinned it. Talaga, as in super fast.
Mm.
Chop it.
And that was still squirming.
Each cube of snake was
still squirming.
Oh my god.
On the
god.
Plate. And that's, you're supposed to eat it like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because supposedly, it's fresh.
Yeah.
And diba kasi when you die, certain toxins are released into your body.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh my god.
It's one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
Well, meat is murder.
Yeah.
I guess
it really
that's
true.
Is.
Ilad Villanueva says.
Kind of makes you want to be a vegan, but then again, it's sarap eh.
But then there was a meme kind of by 9gag. If you really loved animals, you wouldn't eat their food.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you're a vegetarian.
Kaagaw mo sila sa gulay. Yeah. Ilad Villanueva says, sabi ng girl, basketball player ka ba? Mm. Sabi ng guy, ha? Bakit? Sabi ng girl, kasi lagi mo akong binobola para lang makashoot ka.
Shoot saan?
Ha? Yung parang,
sa puso.
Parang goal.
Parang sa puso ganun, ko.
Sa puso. Pasok ka eh. Pasok.
Mm-hmm.
Swak.
Custer Winston says, kung kasalanan ang pagiging maganda, innocent ka. Wala kang kasalanan at all.
Tsaka solid eh. No? Innocent ka.
Innocent ka. Also from Dai, you hypocrite. Alam mo, hindi mo kailangan ng dermatologist eh. Geologist ang kailangan. Ridiculous Rod says, may nanliligaw na lalaki. Eh sabi ng girl, hindi talaga eh. Kasi, para kang math. Pareho kayong mahirap.
Oh!
Oh my gosh!
But certain, wala. You can't.
Meron ganun, ha?
There really are people.
Meron ganun.
Boys and girls.
To be fair, it is their choice.
It is.
I mean, it's a horrible way to you know, to go into it. But wala, it's their choice.
Because I remember, like, but National Geographic also came out with animals, the female in the animal kingdom that seems like parang gold diggers.
Yeah. Mm.
So there is a kind of bird, the female actually looks at the nest of the male.
And judges how nice the nest is.
And judges like the location, how sturdy. And sometimes, even if she likes the nest of one bird, but she doesn't like how the bird looks like. I mean, she would choose for a bigger bird.
Yeah.
But kasi alam mo, the birds puff themselves up to look
To look big.
But she won't be deceived. And she's very wise. She could choose a bigger bird, but a smaller bird's nicer nest.
So parang ano ang pipiliin mo? Big bird or big house?
Yun na nga, that's the thing.
Yun.
No, but the female is so smart that she'll get both.
Wow.
She'll get the house of the
she'll
smaller bird.
She'll mate with
bird.
A bigger bird,
uh-oh.
But she'll choose the smaller bird to mate with so she gets the nicer nest. Because it makes sense to her. Eh.
Lande. Ang lande.
If I could have...
Idol.
Pwede.
If I could have better babies and put them in a better house,
why not?
Yeah.
So she mates with a big bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then stays with the little bird's house.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung little bird yung acting husband.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh my God. Kawawa naman si little bird.
Kasalanan. Kasi ano, yung
kasalanan niya.
Yung cuckoo, what the cuckoo does
you?
Is that, inaano niya, pinapatong niya yung itlog niya dun sa pugad ng iba.
Yeah, to protect it.
Tapos, the mama bird would think that the eggs are hers.
But no.
Feeds them. Yeah. She does all the work.
And then when they hatch.
Tapos, the cuckoo is much bigger than the smaller bird.
Yeah.
So, it gets to eat the majority of what the foster mom feeds the chicks.
But yeah, that's the only thing. Because some of those birds throw out the real kids. They throw them out. They push them out of the nest.
They murder the real
they
kids.
They murder the... Kasi kaagaw mo yun sa food.
Diba?
How harsh, right?
Ang harsh ng nature.
It's a bird-eat-bird world.
Well... Well, if you're lucky.
Pero rare yun ah. Usually it's parang mga predators ang kumakain sa bird. Like some, mostly cats. So usually it's the cats who eat the birds.
Like the mountain lions.
Yun ah. Yeah. Even feral cats ah.
They like eating true. Birds. Feral cats, yes.
Sila talaga ang...
Damn those pussycats.
That's right. Go Van Gogh says, sabi nung dad sa mom, alam mo, Sorry. Yung dad tsaka yung mom, kinakausap yung kid. So sabi nung dad, karunungan at talino lang ang maipapamana ko sa iyo. Sabi nung mom, nako, mukhang magkakautang ka pa.
Ay, si mommy. What a heated.
Diba, what a heated.
But remember, she Grabe. Chose to marry him.
I know.
She chose to marry him. What does that say about her?
And, Camilo says, yung ganda mo, parang yellow light sa stoplight. Hindi pinapansin. Nilalampasan lang.
Nilalampasan lang. It's more of like a guideline.
Ow.
I am Alex E. says, sabi nung guy,
Miss, meron ka na bang boyfriend?
So sabi ng girl,
wala pa.
Sabi ng guy,
pues, ako meron.
So, wag mo na akong guluhin.
No.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Basag Hirit, comes from I Am Mrs. Bond.
I Am Mrs. Bond says,
alam mo, para kang chicken ng isang famous fast food. Mm-hmm. Mahigit 2 million na ang nakatikim. Kasi yun ang tagline nila.
Ganun.
Yun ang tagline kasi nila.
Sobrang daming nakakain.
2 million na talaga.
Kasi yun ang tagline talaga nila. Eh, na parang ganyan chicken, mahigit 2 million na ang nakatikim. So ikaw.
Para ka rin ganun.
Para ka rin ganun.
Dami nang nakakain.
So...
Alam mo, it's hard now. Kasi you don't want too many people to have tasted.
I know.
Pero you don't want not to have anybody taste it.
Oo, syempre gusto mo yung inaasam naman ng tao.
Oo, diba? Pero pihikan.
Kasi masarap, diba?
Oh, right.
Hindi ako, I want everyone to taste it.
What?
We know.
No, I mean, if you had a chicken franchise.
Yeah, no, I mean, if, no, not for a person.
Not for, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sometimes my mood.
Well, that is true.
Hello.
Never mind. All right, so the top 10 Basag Hirit. You guys know exactly what we're looking for. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Basag Hirit.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. The top 10 Basag Hirit. And daming like really nice entries.
Really,
I was surprised. Akala ko like it was going to be
better
difficult.
The good ones are so good. You know, so, it must mean something if you're good at being bitchy.
I know, right?
Or over bitching someone.
Ito si Oyang. Diba? Oyang is a flight attendant. So one of the passengers said, I have a US passport. Can I go to the toilet? Kasi diba there are parts of the flight na you can't stand up. And you can't go to the toilet. Mm. So this guy goes, I have a US passport. Can I go to the toilet? So sabi daw niya, A U.S. passport? Yes, please. As long as you take it with you when you go to the bathroom. Yung nag-ano na lang siya, nag-sarcastic.
Nilabanan na lang sarcasm.
Hindi, kasi yung parang like...
What do
you expect?
Na
parang just because I have a U.S. passport? Yeah.
Like you're exempt from rules, all the rules? Just because you have a blue passport?
Yung parang, so if you have a Philippine passport, hindi ka pwedeng umihi. Pero kung U.S. passport ka, pwede ka umihi.
Diba?
What the heck?
Tsaka parang, wow, racist.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's racist. Parang, against your own.
I know. Okay, and from Midnight Crease, ice cream ka ba? So the girl goes,
kasi I'm sweet.
Kasi I'm sweet.
Sweet?
Sweet?
Kasi sabihin mo, hindi. Kasi yung face mo, Rocky Road. Bako-bako.
Wawa naman. Hey, there's this ice cream shop that just newly opened at Sayang.
Uh-huh. We're invited.
Uh-huh. We're invited.
We are.
As in that, like...
Yes.
We are? We are invited.
We met the publicist.
We can have a day there.
Actually, they said that we were supposed to be part of
it.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a little too busy. But they said that they will invite us, the three of us.
As in any time. We just have to tell them when. Tapos they'll take care of us. As in.
Right?
Aren't we going to be magkakasama today?
Yeah.
Can't this be one of our little adventures?
Diba? Eh, akala ko ba dun tayo sa ano, dim sum?
Oo nga. And the after.
Nasa kabilang side.
Hindi. Siyempre si Del, uwi yan. Kawawa naman si Del.
Wow, kawawa naman ako.
Kawawa naman si Del.
Tapos diretso na tayo ng ano, after.
Diba? Oh, ito si Jeric. Yung bata pumunta sa ano, Karinderia. So yung nag-ano, Miss, yung tindera. Ano yun? Sabi ng bata. Ate, may asin kayo? Sabi ng tindera. Oo, meron. Sabi ng bata. Kami rin. Akala nyo kayo lang.
Nakakainis.
Competitive?
Competitive.
Kaya parang, hindi ako nakikipag-competitive.
But I kind of imagine myself actually saying that.
Diba?
Si Chico, hindi marunong bumili sa sari-sari store.
Kaya marunong ako.
Paano?
Yun nga, pabili. Pabili ng stuff.
Pabili ng stuff?
Hindi, marami eh. Penging paper. So I can write it down.
My God.
Ilona Banana says,
what's the first thing you say when you go to a... Imagine yourself in a sari-sari store. And then, kunwari, ako yung nagbabantay.
Hello, Pogi.
Hi, Pogi.
Hi, Pogi.
Ganun. Hi, Pogi.
Pogi, pabili.
May gin ka ba dyan?
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir?
You don't say excuse me, sir.
Oh, parang...
pabili po.
Ah, ayun.
Okay, just say pabili.
Pabili. Okay. Kaya nga. Pabili.
I doubt that you would actually say that.
Oo, kanina yung ginagawa niya.
Hello, me, sir. Merong sari-sari store kaya sa village namin.
How many times have you crossed the street
Hello,
to that sari-sari store?
In your village?
Yeah.
And way before someone entered your life. Before that, how many times have you gone to the sari-sari store?
Mahilig siya sa chocnut.
Yung mga gusto ko ganun.
Bumibili siya ng chocnut lagi.
Oh, so, alam niyo, ito na lang yun. Pumunta kayo sa village ni Chico, hanapin niyo yung sari-sari store, tanoyin niyo sino ba dito yung mahilig bumili ng chocnut. Alam niyo na yung ano.
Chocnut tsaka Happy Peanut.
Secret identity ni Baby Whale. Ano?
Yun, yun ang mga favorite niya. Happy Peanut tsaka chocnut.
So, mahilig siya sa mani.
Sarap yun eh. Ilona Banana says, on a jeepney, inside a jeepney, biglang may lalaki sumigaw, hold up to! Sabi ng isang lady. So, may nagtatanong.
Tapos parang...
may nagtatanong, ba't may binavolunteer information
na yan? Ba't ka nag-announce?
Tapos parang feeling ko after that, may hiya yung nang-hold up. Parang, pasensya na po.
Pinapaalam ko lang po.
Hindi, tsaka I can just imagine, you know, a middle-aged marmy, like, tapos yung she'll jut out of the line sa jeep to say, bakit?
Bakit? May nagtatanong? Parang wala. Go Van Gogh says, wow, yung ngipin mo parang hip-hop. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Parang hip-hop. Black and yellow. Tsaka worse dun sa Coldplay. At least yung Coldplay, yellow.
May black pa
eh. Yeah, I don't understand why some kids have teeth that are small and black. Have you seen
nabulok,
kids like
nabulok.
That?
Nabulok.
How does that happen? Oo, nabulok.
Di ba parang hindi naman siya fruit na lumiliit at umiitim?
Tsaka how, I mean, how much neglect has
Maybe
there been?
Maybe it wasn't taken care of from the very beginning. Na it was growing pa lang. It was getting brushed or whatever. I don't know. Not sure.
But enough to like make it small and wouldn't someone know that that's starting and arrest it? I just always wondered, even when I was in grade school, I would see kids who have teeth that are like really small.
Yeah.
Tapos itim. I go, what's going on?
Hmm. Sabi ni Fishmark dahil daw sa chupon minsan. I wonder if this is true.
No, because you know it's.
Everyone has had.
Yeah,
chupon.
Plus I had a pacifier till I was like 9.
Yeah, at most ano.
7.
Huh?
Yeah.
5.
Hindi at most kasi mag-ano ka lang, magbabak tooth ka lang.
Yeah, but not
pero
bulok.
Not like hindi tutubo.
Right, right. Hindi kasi I know that it's milk teeth that's gone really bad.
Yeah.
Pero how does
or
it?
Or hindi tumubo?
Kasi hindi, I don't think hindi pwedeng hindi tutubo.
I don't think it started out like a normal tooth. Tapos parang...
No, it started as normal.
Ah, talaga?
Do yeah. animals have that also? Like, do they grow out teeth and then grow new ones? No, no.
Permanent teeth? Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. Because I've never seen a dog like...
Hindi, kasi like sharks. Di ba ang sharks, it's a row of teeth.
Oh, and it...
Tuwing may mababali, magpo-forward lang yung
teeth. Para siyang turnstile.
Yeah.
Pero kasi with that, it's... Kasi sa atin, at age 7 or 6... You will cut your first teeth. You'll lose your first milk tooth.
Yeah.
And then you'll grow your permanent ones. Mm. It starts the whole cycle. But I don't know.
So I don't know for animals if they have that. Because I've never seen a dog.
I think the only bird with a tooth, yung toucan, may tooth sila.
Ay, nako.
Isa lang.
Nako, Chico.
In the middle of their beak, meron isa.
Wala.
Mm-mm. And also, Mad Mutt Mark says, wow, fan ka ng Star Wars, no? So you're like, oh, how did you know? Yung kilikili mo, kamukha ni Chewbacca. ganun ka hairy.
Hindi siya ka ganun. Pero Chewbacca has blonde hair.
Yeah, actually. Shivana says,
oh well, brown.
Brownish.
Ang cute ng blonde hair sa kilikili.
Please expound.
Bakit? Paano mo nakita
please
yun?
Please expound, Delamar.
Kasi yung friend ko na girl.
Talaga?
Ganon?
Deny na kasi. She had a color.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Why do I not believe
your
story?
Because you're ye of little faith.
Shivana says,
cute pala.
Sabi nung husband dun sa wife, Han, in fairness, ha, bakit parang iba yung aura ng nanay mo today? Parang nag-improve yung itsura niya. Ayun! Nakasara yung bibig.
Oh my gosh.
That's a fight right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Al John says, a guy and a girl, two friends were looking up into the sky and they saw a shooting star. So sabi nung first guy, make a wish! Sabi ng second guy, okay, I wish yours doesn't come true.
Oh! Bad.
And the top, Basag Hirit, comes from Aljon.
Aljon says,
you are familiar with the saying, di ba yun? What doesn't kill you?
Makes you stronger.
Okay. So Aljon says, what doesn't kill you, failed.
Because it should have.
Because it should have.
That just reminds me of the birthday candle.
Yeah.
That entry.
Yung birthday candle. Parang
birthday candle.
Habang
namamatay ka, pumapalakpak lahat.
Ganun din. What doesn't kill you? Failed. All right. If you want to join us for the top 10 Basag Hirit, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Basag Hirit.
Hey, look at this. Han Julian was just saying dogs have milk teeth too, and they lose it during the first year. Did yours lose the teeth?
Yeah. Oh, I actually saw a baby tooth fall out. And I was
so they do.
Ba't di ka nagsabi kanina?
I remember it now.
Ay, naku. Hey, and let's say what's up to Glenn David. He goes, it's been a while, listening all the way from the ambitious desert land of Dubai.
Wow.
Hello, Dubai.
Hello.
Hey, can we just say thank you to Ginny, who arrived yesterday, who passed by the station.
Oh, she was here yesterday.
She was the one who gave you the chocolate.
Thanks, yeah. Ginny actually, Valdez.
Ginny Valdez. And she was like, you know, guys, thank you for making mornings beautiful.
Aww.
But thank you.
Thanks,
so
Ginny.
Sweet. Very, very sweet.
All right. Here we go.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
morning, everybody. It's time for the final news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del, the news. Spanish actress Penelope Cruz is in talks to become the oldest Bond girl in the untitled 24th 007 movie. A source close to the production tells blogger Perez Hilton, the Vicky Cristina Barcelona star will get up close and personal with Daniel Craig and steal Honor Black Man's title as the oldest Bond beauty.
Wow.
If the rumors are true, pregnant Cruz will have to bounce back to her pre-baby weight after giving birth to her second child with husband and Skyfall bad guy Javier Bardem in time for the start of production next summer. Reports suggest Sam Mendes is reconsidering not returning to direct the next Bond film. And Sony Pictures boss Amy Pascal recently confessed she has been trying to persuade Oscar winner Catherine Bigelow to become the first female to helm a Bond movie.
Wow.
That would be such a statement.
Wow.
And I can imagine it would be so dark.
So dark. Well, remember, James Bond has always been accused of being a misogynist.
Yeah.
But to
He's James Bond.
He's James Bond. Women are objectified in the Bond movies. But if they hire the oldest Bond girl and it's a female director, it means something for the franchise.
Yeah. It's growing.
It's growing.
I mean, growing not in a size kind of way, but in a
maturity
kind of way.
But in a maturity kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean, as it is, it's already so different. The
it's
version
so different
of
from what it used to be.
Of Daniel Craig is so different.
Yeah, it's so rough.
It's so adult.
It's so rugged and.
But I think it makes.
It's so
hard.
Daniel
Craig.
Well, how old is Penelope? I didn't know that she was pregnant for a second time.
I'm not too keen on it.
You know, she. Her baby is so cute.
Puede, for sure. Pero parang. You know how like Bond girls are usually unknowns?
Yeah.
And I love that
fact.
Well,
there was Halle Berry.
But I'm pretty sure they'll have
that was like the cheesy Bond.
They'll have others naman.
There was Terry Hatcher and Denise Richards.
That was the whole ano eh. The whole
Pierce Brosnan
phase,
era.
Which wasn't exactly like a stellar moment, I guess.
Because right now,
for the James Bond franchise,
is just the reworking
is working.
Yeah.
Is working.
The reworking is working.
And you know, you've got names like sort of familiar names like Ava Green and Russian
girl. The last
girl,
one, the French. One you like, Sir. What's
and Skyfall? So she was so hot.
Yeah,
yeah. The Asian girl.
Yeah.
Sir
and
Peen?
Even before
something
that,
like
for Quantum of Solace, Olga Kurylenko.
Yeah.
Who is
right,
also like you know what I mean? Like you know them, but they're not that
known.
Big of a name.
Yeah.
Whereas with Penelope Cruz, it's just Penelope Cruz. Tama.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if. Because sometimes with her, the accent really gets in the way.
Gets in the way, yeah.
Of her acting. I
and
mean,
she
at
did.
Least to,
what was that? Bandidas.
I don't know that.
With Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Bandidas.
Open your eyes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You do that actually.
It's a first.
It's a first.
It's a first.
But she is
we'll
going
see.
To be part of the next Bond movie. Let's see what happens. For now, that's the news. All the news that you'll find on The Morning Rush, but don't you worry because when Drive Through starts at 10, you'll have more right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of I Am Alex E. Thank you. Ilad Villanueva says, we're doing the top 10, Basag Hidden. Ilad Villanueva says, alam mo yung ganda mo, parang national budget for education. Tinipid.
That's true.
Ouch.
Aray. And also, Ilad Villanueva says, Miss Kamote ka ba? Mukha ka kasing lamang lupa.
Yeah.
And
what?
Then,
it's
what?
Janie's boob.
Is what?
What is a boob?
It's Janie's boob.
Who's Janie?
I don't know. Honey, is there something you need to tell mom?
It's book.
It's our book, he says. He can see the book.
No, it's your boob. He can see it too.
Is it mama's boob or is it mama's book? He's very uncooperative at the moment.
Yeah.
Uncooperative.
Uncooperative!
Oo nga, no? Uncooperative has the word Cooper in it.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Foreshadowing of things to come,
pretty
I
much.
Hope not.
What?
Adikyan?
No,
he's not. Okay, Adikyan?
Okay, why don't you just sit over there while mom works, okay?
I know, right? Jeric says, alam mo yung boobs mo, parang TV. Akala ko 3D, yun pala flat screen. It's been known to happen.
Ouch!
Saturagi's, no. Ridiculous Rod says, next time na mamimitas ka ng durian, wag naman mukha ang ipangsasalo.
Wag naman.
Wag naman, ha? Hindi yan good idea. Oscar de la Hopia says, really? Taken ka na? Malamang for granted. Kylie Gayahan Mo says, what separates man from animal? Divorce.
Kasi animal yung whoever it is that you're with.
Midnight Cree says, alam mo, nasa dugo talaga namin ang pagiging gwapo. Sabi ng girl, wow, sana sa mukha na lang.
Nagkamali ng lagay.
Sana sa mukha na lang. Kasi sa dugo, hindi obvious
eh.
Hindi kita. And Sentient Joy says, correct me if I'm wrong, ha? Tapos sasagutin mo, alam nga naman, i-correct kita pag correct ka na.
Ay, pilot.
May point eh.
Pero may point siya.
May point.
Why would you correct kita?
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, ha? Alam nga naman, i-correct kita pag correct ka na.
Pero by that very statement, you know that they will correct you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whether you like it or whether not, with permission or not.
Al John says, may nag-i-emo. I have no friends. Pasabi nung isang guy, wait, I'm your friend. Pasabi nung nag-i-emo, okay, let me change that. I have no cool friends.
Sama.
Ang sama. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Basag Hirit, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says,
kanal ka ba? Pasabi nung girl, bakit? Dahil mabaho ako? Sabi nung boy, hindi naman. Dahil tanga lang ang mahuhulog sa'yo.
Oh.
Oh, but that's still bad.
That's so horrible.
That is so
That's even
bad.
Worse than mabaho, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Kasi mabaho, pwede ka maligo.
Pwede ka maligo.
Pwede ka mag-toothbrush.
But it's something else when it's a guy being bitchy to a girl. It leaves a different feeling.
Even
but
if you guys are like really good friends or whatever.
Yeah, and if two girls are bitchy at each other, it's also a different feel.
Diba?
Yikes.
So, one final batch of the top 10 Basag Hirit. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Basag Hirit.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1.
Before we go on with the final batch of the top 10, we did say earlier that we are giving away Monster Movie Premiere tickets for The Man of Steel, which is happening on June 11, Tuesday, that's 7:30 p.m. over at Robinson's Movie World Galleria Cinema 6. VIP tickets, so you don't even have to claim your tickets here. You just go there with your ID.
Exactly.
And then you have reserved seats already with food and drinks. And, you know, it's just that simple. So
what are we going to make them do?
Really easy. You're just going to have to answer one question.
Okay.
One very basic question. Just to show that you're, you know, somewhat of a fan.
Okay.
Of Superman. So call us up over at 631-9393. Let's see who this is. Arx, hello?
Hi, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Gino.
Who's this?
Chico. This
hello,
is Barb.
Good morning.
Nanamar, hello.
Sorry, what's your name?
Barb.
Barbs, okay, here's my question. Who killed Superman?
Killed?
Yep.
When?
Well, I can't answer that.
You just have
Who
to
killed
answer.
Superman?
Lex Luthor?
Nope. Sorry.
Aww.
All right. Thanks for calling, though. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So give us a call. 631-9393. Who killed Superman?
Some fanboys.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will get to answer this. Maybe now. Arx, hello? Hi, what up? Whoops. All right, again.
You want to give it to a fan.
Yeah.
All right?
Pretty much. I mean,
it is a monster movie premiere.
And it is a VIP thing. So,
right,
you
right.
know. Arx, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, yes.
Who's this?
Yes, this is Arx.
Okay.
What's your name?
Mark.
Mark. Okay. Who killed Superman?
Doomsday.
There you go. It's as simple as that. Doomsday. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Because you did win the VIP seats for the Monster Movie premiere of Man of Steel. Just stay on the line, and then we'll talk to you right after the top 10.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations. Chill lang siya, no?
Oh, Doomsday.
Thank you.
All right. So just hang in there.
All right. So here we go. We've got the top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 Basag Hirit. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. Let's start off with Genesis. Sabi ng boy, sige, pag nakipag-break ka sa akin, maglalaslas ako. Sabi ng girl, che, magpatuli nga, hindi mo kaya maglaslas.
Oh my God.
Oscar De La Hopia says, maybe you just need a hug around the neck. With a rope.
It's like how Alvin used to say,
hindi hug ang tawag
you need a high five in the face with a steel chair.
Jessa Lopez says, yung eksenang timba ako, gripo ka. Pag ako na puno, patay ka. Diba? And also, Fish Mark says, para kang kape. Brown, no, dark and bitter. Fishmark says, making love to you is like watching a teleserye. Nakakabitin.
Oy.
JM Tarado says, happy birthday! Oh, last na to, ah.
Last na to, ah.
Tsaka dapat yun,
happy pa,
no? Happy yung delivery dapat.
Ay, no.
For any boy says, pare tip lang. Para di kayo maghiwalay ng girlfriend mo. Iwasan mo na makita niya ako. And
pero meron talagang iba kasi na they know how capable they are and they know how
to wield their beauty.
Yeah. Like, you know how Ryan Gosling was in Crazy Stupid Love? He just knew that he was, you know, the ish when it came to women.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the draw. It's that he could read women and what they need.
What they needed,
They needed to talk about themselves. They needed to be complimented.
Yeah. That's boring. Tell me more.
Sentient Joy says, grabe, ang sarap tumawa, no? Sasabihin mo, bakit nalasahan mo?
Wow.
Talagang panira.
Basag trip lang talaga, no?
For Any Boy says, swerte ka nga eh, pag inatake tayo ng zombies, buhay ka.
Wala kang brains.
JM Tarado says, sana naging pusa ka na lang. Bakit? Kasi cute ako. Hindi, madaling iligaw. Kyle Mendoza says, hindi ko alam kung anong mas gamit eh. Yung doorknob o ikaw. Okay, let's just do a three-way tie. Because they're all really basag trip. Cristiano says, alam mo yung legs mo, parang kanta ni Taylor Swift. They are never ever getting back together. And then from Shivana, oh, don't be sad na. You're not fat. Come on, chin up. Oh, sige, the other one.
That's horrible.
Oh, sige, the other one. Oh, sige, the other one naman. Tapos from Satoragi, alam mo, para kang high-end university. Puro social lang ang pumapasok.
Well.
Okay.
Anong sama nun?
It's been known to happen.
All right.
Oh, what about us?
Well, I tweeted something like it because I heard it. So, two girls are talking and one was saying, ow, brain freeze. Other girl goes, I never get brain freeze. And then the other
what girl, a setup.
I know,
you already know it.
The other girl goes, maybe there's nothing to freeze.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm not very bitchy kasi.
Ay!
What?
Sus me.
I don't know. I can't come up with anything.
I really said that before when I was, I think I was on a date. Guy kept saying, do you want me to tell you the truth? And I'm like, no, lie to me. That would be nice.
Please do.
Yeah, please, lie to me.
I'm not very sarcastic either.
I thought from Mr. Maria, sa bar, sabi ng guy, you know what, miss? Mine is big. So sabi ng girl, yung akin din eh.
It reminds me of a commercial.
Eh, pero natuwa.
Ay.
You never know.
You never know.
Let's replay this. Excuse me, miss. Mine is big.
So is mine.
Ay. Ganun yung eksena. Ay. Alright.
So,
I can't. I don't have
anything. I'm not
Ikaw, Chico. Come on. He is one of the bitchiest people you'll ever meet, but he says it in a funny way.
Okay, with me, because honestly, like, my bitchiness just comes out naturally. Like, I can't manufacture bitchiness.
Hindi pwedeng on cue. Actually, dapat asarin tayo. That's when it comes out.
Masala na yung medyo napipikon ka na.
Yung nasa borderline na mananapak ka na.
Meron kasing hirit na hindi witty. And it's just
actually,
yung bitchy na hindi done stylishly, it's just
And maganda yung, it's so bitchy, but it makes you laugh. And it's not within your control.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to laugh.
But it makes other people laugh.
Diba yung not the recipient of the... Promise, uli mo na to. I mean, it's so brilliant.
Uh-oh. Pero galing gusto ko yung ano eh, para kang kandila. Para kang birthday candle. Habang namamatay ka, pumapalakpak kaming lahat.
Yun eh.
Oh, well, okay, let's just end with that.
Uh-oh.
All right. Okay, we gotta go.
And
we gotta head on out of here.
I know, but what do they have to look forward to? Wala, no, doomsday lang.
Ano pa, Chico? Come on. No, it's the Yahoo OMG Awards presentation today.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Diba? Later.
It's the press launch.
It's the press launch. So, hey, if you don't know, the OMG Yahoo Awards, it's happening again this year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can check out all the categories and who you may want to vote for. Should you want to vote for us, you know,
please
The Morning Rush
us.
Is nominated as Best Radio
It
show?
Would be nice mm-hmm. if you
it
could
would
vote
be
for
nice.
Us.
Very nice. All right.
And if you have more time, you can also check out Best Male DJ and Female DJ.
Yeah, right.
And Best Radio Station.
And Best Radio Station.
Thank you.
And thank you. A lot of people have been tweeting about having voted already for the day.
Yeah.
So,
actually,
thank
even
you.
Yesterday pa lang eh.
Even yesterday?
So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We gotta go. Drive Through is coming up next. And with that, we say goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.